Hello, everyone. welcome to American-ish. These are your hosts, Helen Jun.
Kais.
And Monica Martinez.
You're listening to... this is obviously... this is obviously our first radio show.
Yeah, we're getting used to it.
It took us a hot minute. Literally, it's 8:10. Just got the ball rolling. But you are listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas.
It's time for some short introductions on who we are. Okay.
Yes. So we'll Monica.
Well, I think we should start with our host for today, which is Helen Jones.
Thank you. So the three of us will be alternating as like lead host, I guess. And this week I will be beginning. My name is Helen Jun. I'm a senior here at Hendricks College. I'm a neuroscience major. This feels like the first day of class when like we introduce each other. But yeah, and then I guess like what I'll be bringing to this show is like my background as like a Korean American living in Arkansas, which is actually something we're going to talk about today. But yes, so I'm just going to bring in all the good Korean music. We might do a... food review at some point, movie reviews, or like, you know, just discussing any like current events or news. Kais?
Oh, I'm next. Hi. Wait, can they hear me? Well, anyways, I'm Kais Vasquez. I'm a neuroscience major. I'm a senior. What else do I talk about?
What's your ethnicity, Kais?
Oh, I'm Filipino. So... that's cool. I was born there. I moved here when I was 4. So basically, I grew up here. But yeah, I'll probably just be talking about growing up as a Filipino. Short and whatnot.
Can you whip out the dance moves for us? Or?
Well, my name is Monica Martinez. I'm also a senior here at Hendricks. I'm a politics and French double major. And if you couldn't tell by my last name, I'm very much Mexican. And I'm excited to show you guys some Mexican music. Latino music, broadly.
See, that doesn't really work because my last name is Spanish, too.
All right.
Discussions we will have.
So I will continue. We'll probably talk about food, general like issues the Latino community is facing and stuff like that. I'm excited.
Oh, I should probably talk about what I'm going to talk about. I want to talk about sports. Because there's a lot of Filipinos in sports.
Mm-hmm. And then Canelo. When Canelo plays, you best believe.
I'm going to talk about food. Food's nice. Music. That's
music.
True.
Music. Music is a big one.
Yes. Movies. Music is our whole.
Like, we don't have that many Filipino movies, but, like, just if it's Asian, I'm taking over. So, yeah. That's about it.
All right. Today's agenda, Helen.
All right. On today's agenda, we're... okay. So today, before we begin, we're going to start off with our first song. It's... what?
Nothing.
Speak.
Continue.
No, keep going.
Yeah, I know. I'm going first because y'all didn't want to. Anyways, so the first song we'll start off with today is called Rising Star, and you will find out why that is our first song. Actually, we will be shifting songs. We're going to start off with a different song, one of my favorites right now. It's called Melody by Ash Island. I know we all listen to all that good K-pop, the BTS and Blackpink, which I personally am a fan of, obviously. It's almost illegal not to be as a Korean. But I decided to play this song called Melody because it's like a less known Korean song. And like I'm really into like Korean rap, R&B, hip-hop, all that good stuff, so... without further ado, here is the next song.
Go 싶어 세상을 다 주겠다고 약속을 해 많은 눈들의 착각이 나에게 논란이 되어 너만 힘들게 했지 더 잃을 것도 없었는데 난 너와 비교해서 참 나는 못돼 사람이 됐고 모든 내 말들이 널 위한 거였단 핑계가 돼 그때 이제 혼자 살기에는 버거운 짓과 혼자 앉아있기 너무 커 소파 또 다 쓰지도 못하는 돈과 오늘 데려다 줄 만한 큰 차 못 다 가져버리고 나서 난 TV에 너와 함께 보는 영화 너나 오다가 혼자 말 옆에 없잖아 너가 하루 종일 싸우고 하는 채 잠들어도 좋아 다 괜찮으니 와서 채워주라 이 소파 혼자 내 공간이 너무 꽉 필요해 너가 hey! 어딘가 들어본 듯한 이 멜로디 hey! 떠올라 작은 기억들이 my memories 날 담은 소파는 거의 too much 격할 속 난 내 어망가 loser 어딘가 들어본 듯한 이 멜로디 떠올라 작은 기억들이 my memories 날 담은 소파는 거의 too much 격할 속 난 내 어망가 loser 끊을 것 같았던 약속 손은 잡아주겠다던 너와 나 앞이 안 보일 때 너가 대주네 겨울에 함께 봤던 달랐지 아무리 추워도 나 with you 불이 꺼서 잘 만나면 익숙하던 예전 그대로 걱정됐던 곡 바라던 그 제목 초라해질까봐 난 말을 못했어 어딘가 들어본 듯한 이 멜로디 떠올라 작은 기억들이 my memories 날 담은 소파는 거의 too much 격할 속 난 내 어망가 loser 어딘가 들어본 듯한 이 멜로디 떠올라 작은 기억들이 my memories
Welcome back to the show. I hope you guys enjoy the song. All of the five listeners who are listening, shout out to you guys. I hope you enjoy the song. I like that song because it's just it's a song I used to listen to when I was stressing over the MCAT in the summer. And it's just a really like pumped up, exciting song, you know? And whenever I played it, I saw Monica and Kai's really liking it too. So,
yep, never gets old.
Guys, it's an inside joke because I literally will play the same song for like 3 months
every
at a time.
Every time she gets in the shower, I just hear like.
Monica's my roommate for content.
A good day.
I mean, consistency, y'all. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so we'll go straight in. The first topic I wanted to talk about was the Marvel movie, the best movie of all time, Shang-Chi. So I used to call it Shang-Chi, but then in the movie, they say that his name is actually pronounced Shang. So for all you listeners out there, we're not going around pronouncing it Shang-Chi no more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the three of us with a couple other friends, we watched it 2 weeks ago. Comments about the movie or just thoughts?
It was amazing. I loved it a lot. Very on level with Black Panther. Like, it was really good.
That's a nice compliment.
Mm-hmm. I like the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Fire. Yeah.
Act Up, which I will be playing next
And the
week.
Characters. Like,
oh, yeah.
The characters, personalities, the representation, amazing.
Yes. And I think one of my favorite characters was actually... wait, is this a spoiler?
I mean, I don't know because you haven't said it. who?
The sister?
Oh,
that's
no.
That's not a spoiler.
Yeah. Okay.
A spoiler is like saying, never mind.
This is, yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't test it.
The sister was a really good character. Yeah, I agree.
She was really freaking cool. And honestly, the thing that blew my mind is Simu Liu, Shang-Chi, the guy in the movie, he was like a former stuntman and a StockX model. StockX? Wait, stock image.
Stock photo image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Google. What's his name?
Simu Liu.
Google him on stock photos.
We're on a first name basis. We can just call him Simu.
Yeah, Google Simu on Google.
The best one is of him in a Zumba class. So look for that one.
I mean, that's just an example of the broad career paths that we can have here in America.
There you go. I'm trying to be a stock photo model. That'd be lit. I'll be in a Zumba class too.
I saw an edit of that Zumba class stock photo, and he had like the rings on his arms.
Oh my god.
People be creative, I swear.
People are funny.
There was one where he was like the leader of like a conference table, and he had like his whole suit on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Google memes. Shang-Chi memes.
Oh yeah, so many. And he actually used one on Twitter, I think, where he was like me laughing at all the people or all the haters who thought it would flop. Not verbatim, but something like that. Mm-hmm. But
I like that he embraces it, because the internet doesn't hide, doesn't stop anywhere when you get famous.
Oh yeah.
So,
and Kai's mentioned that his favorite song on the soundtrack was Act Up, and going off of that, honestly, that soundtrack was really good. Like, I'm just like, I'm scrolling through right now, but they had so many like good Asian artists.
Rick Ross.
Oh, Rick Ross not being a Asian artist, but
Rick Ross, I believe you're misleading people.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Anyway, so there was Nicki, Rich Brian, DPR Live, DPR Ian, Zion T, a great Korean R&B artist. I was honestly really surprised he was on there, because he's not even like mainstream, like Korean famous, you know? And then there was...
Which, I guess that can show you how seriously they took like actually representing...
Oh, yeah.
...the Asian community in this movie. Mm-hmm. Not just taking like the most popular, the most mainstream Korean
music. Right, right. Like if BTS was in here, I'd be like, yeah, but...
I mean, yeah, exactly.
No, I definitely agree. I think Shang-Chi did a great job at that. Unlike another movie that we all know, the live action of...
Mulan.
It rhymes with Fulan, I think.
Yeah, it rhymes with Fulan.
But...
Wait, what?
I think Shang-Chi did a great job of bouncing back from that.
Yes, yes.
Marvel never disappoints. Mm-hmm. So if all of you listeners have not watched Shang-Chi, then you're doing something wrong with your life.
$5 Movie Tuesdays.
Exactly. Yep. Literally tonight. Go tonight.
After this... Go book yourself a late ticket.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Or just sneak in. Wait, I don't condone that. My bad.
All right, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that movie was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we were listening to the soundtrack on our way back to Conway because we watched it in Little Rock, and we played a couple songs, and we were like, we feel like playing Sunflower, and so we did that. But just shifting topic a little, like Sunflower was such a good song for no good reason.
I think they do a really good job of having really good soundtracks.
I agree.
Especially recently.
Black Panther's soundtrack was really good too.
I think Black Panther was the turning point for Marvel in terms of like taking the soundtrack seriously.
Yeah.
So, love that.
Nice.
Okay, so obviously we need to work on our shifts a little bit, but
our transitions are in the works. But
okay, our next song.
Speaking of which,
completely unrelated, actually.
Oh, never mind.
Well, I guess we could play Act Up because you like that song.
No, that's saved for my week. My week is next week, so shout out to me.
Okay, and that's a reminder, apparently, y'all, to tune in next week, too. But yeah, the next song we'll be playing is called Not Like You, and you'll realize why we chose this song. Oh, well, I guess like why you. I chose this song to play next. So here it goes. Yeah, take this. Sash, I am J.L. Stress, 4. 명의 중에 뭘 원하냐면 그냥 need the power. Yeah, 널 놓쳐버렸던 나를 미워하며 힘을 키워야지. Let's rock and roll.
걸어가기 멀어 내 황소에 타 볼륨을 두 배 fucking turned up yeah 목적지 찍어 승희한테 말 안 해도 캠 그냥 찢어 지학생이었던 놈 2021까지 뒷담에 무사해서 2021까지 돈 모아오라 했던 형들 사인해줄 때까지 사인해줄 때까지 yeah 날 기다리는 팬들 후회 안 할 때까지 평창 없이는 체육관까지 yeah. 한심한 놈들은 내 욕을 하라 해 난 앞으로만 가 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 난 앞으로만 가 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 달라. 들을 시간 없어 니네 불평 요즘 연락 오는 애들만 받아도 한 주가 훌쩍 못 믿겠어 니 마음도 솔직하게 말하는 애랑 난 같이 논더라고 몇 번에 말해도 얘네는 척구라 근데 또 알지 괜히 어스면 서운한 그 텐션 한 중독자 잘 올라가다가도 걔네한테 잡혀 저당 이런 애들은 착각증 맞고 있다고 나의 앞을 근데 잡고 있을 뿐 내 바지 가랑이래 Like my ex 그래서 나와 욕 이런 ex 근데 될 순 없지 똑같은 ex 근데 갱생돼지 with positive vibe I've been there 다 부시고 소리치고 역박하니까 내가 뒤돌아볼 거라 생각했겠지만 미안 난 앞으로만 가 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 난 앞으로만 가 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 달라. 아버지가 말씀을 하셨지 What you want 네가 원한 거에 목숨을 걸 수 있니 보통 이쯤에서 90% 나가 떨어져 그런데 어떤 놈은 슈퍼카를 켜들었을걸 이젠 철퇴로 손목에도 BDS 10년 전에 홍대 새벽 기후에 더 차가웠던 바람이 손 하나로 버틴 내가 살아있기에 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 넌 맨날 이것 때문에 저것 때문에 못하겠네 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 너랑 달라 넌 맨날
Welcome back!
Yay, you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas, and this is American-ish.
Maybe we should do the thing like American, and then all of us are like,
ish. Yeah, keep it cheesy. We can do that.
Okay. How cute. So that song was called Not Like You. I know everyone enjoyed it, or five people. I'm sure all five of you enjoyed it. It's literally such a good song. I discovered it actually 3 weeks ago, or no, 3 days ago. There's a big difference there. 3 days ago. But I chose a song called Not Like You because our next topic is going to be talking about growing up as a Korean American in Arkansas, or just in general, like a hyphenated American, you know, so like Mexican American or Filipino American in Arkansas, because I think that growing up as a, growing up as a Korean American in Arkansas, or like Little Rock, Arkansas, is much different than if I had grown up as a Korean American in like Dallas or New York City, you know, because like, I mean, I'm gonna look it up right now, but like the Asian population in Arkansas is just not popping for lack of better words.
Oh my goodness. You're right.
I mean, it's true. And so Kais and I are in this class, Stereotyping and Prejudice. And I think one day we were discussing, honestly, I forgot what it was, but I remember our friend Jeremy brought up the point of never feeling American enough or Korean enough. Right. So like, when we're in America, we're Korean, right? But then when we go to Korea, we feel American. And so it's a sense of like, I don't really belong anywhere. So yeah, I just thought we'd talk about that.
That's a big thing, for sure.
I was about to use a cuss word. I'm sorry.
Love your honesty.
Shoot, now I lost my train of thought. Well, no. Yeah, it was kind of hard growing up because like, to fit in, I would try to hide aspects of my culture just to be like yo, I'm just any other kid. But like whenever I brought food from home, I get roasted. I used to get flamed.
That's messed up.
They'd be like, oh, that smells like crap.
Yeah. Yeah, people are just, I mean, people are ignorant for sure. Mm-hmm. I used to do this thing. I'm guilty of this. I used to do this thing where if I was at like the grocery store or something, like with my family, and there was like certain people around me, I would feel the need to speak in English.
Bro, me too.
Just to prove to them, like, oh, I don't know. And I hate that I had to do that.
I regret
it
now.
To like prove to them that I know how, even though I owe them nothing. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty. Well, it's because for a while there, a lot of videos were going viral of people like going, of people screaming at like minorities in stores for speaking in their native language as if mm-hmm. it was bad to do that.
I'm still scared about that now.
And so yeah. I was scared that my family would have to go through that, even though I know like my family knows English, but my family mm-hmm. speaks in Spanish in the store if they want to, and that should not be a problem. But for a while there, I would make it a point to say something in English.
Right.
Like all I speak is English because I suck at using the tones and accents of the Tagalog language. But like whenever I had my dad on speaker, I'd be super scared that like someone would hear me and just like try to fight. I mean, I would
try to fight.
I know what you mean. No, I know what yeah. you mean. People are like, there's people that are so rude about it. Mm-hmm. And you yeah. see in those videos.
No, especially this one dude at Walmart once, because like it actually happened. And like he was like, no, you should speak American. I'm like, first off, English. Second mm-hmm. off, I was twice his size and I'm 5'7". Imagine being like smaller than me. And
eight.
And he was like, you better watch your mouth. And I was like, what are you going to do? And like, he tried to call the manager on me. Like I worked there.
The manager?
Manager for what? Like,
this was in high school.
I didn't know that happened to you.
This was in high school. Cause like I was out with my friends and it was like midnight mm-hmm. and my dad calls me cause I snuck out and uh-huh. yeah. And he was speaking hella loud in like Tagalog mm-hmm. and yeah. Some like random 57-year-old man. I don't know if he's
very accurate.
Yeah, at midnight. I understand what you're saying. No, and it's yeah. like, it's really frustrating. And so, yeah, that's one aspect that I can totally see what you mean. Like, you don't feel American enough, and then you don't feel Korean enough or mm-hmm. Filipino enough or Mexican enough. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
And there's not exactly, like, a remedy for that. You just have to, you have to accept that you are both,
mm-hmm.
no
mm-hmm.
matter what either side says to you.
Yeah. So. And honestly, the environment thing, like we were talking about, like being on the phone with a parent or something, I think and that's why being in Arkansas matters, because like the environment you're surrounded by is so important. Because whenever I'm on the phone with like my parents, like around you guys or like other like, you know, minority friends, and like I speak in Korean, it's like so natural. Like y'all don't even like bat an eye at it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like when I'm like, I don't remember the specific situation, but I remember it's like I was on the phone with my mom and I was speaking Korean, but I was in like a public area, and I remember like after I got off the phone, people like were like, what were you saying? And like when I was on the phone, like they were like looking at me like I was like speaking like gibberish or something, which I'm sure to them it sounded like, but it just feels weird. Like I'm not like some museum like animal to, or like zoo animal to like look at when right. I'm speaking Korean. So like the people I'm surrounded by are so acceptive of me. Love you guys. But like, so like really the people you're surrounded by matters. And if I hadn't found like, you know, my other minority friends at Hendrickson, I just, like, with the 3.3% of Asians here at Hendrix, like, there was just mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't know if I would have made it here, you know?
Yeah. Like, what's crazy true. Is, like, so Philippines has two official languages. One is Tagalog, and the other one is English, which is crazy. But, like, the fact that even if you speak English in an American accent, especially in a market where you're bartering, they immediately jack up the price. And like
in the Philippines?
Yeah.
That happens in Mexico too.
Yeah, as soon as I said yes. like it wasn't even like an English word that was like complicated. I think I said like bet or something and they were like, "Oh, he's American."
Oh.
And then
mm-hmm.
yeah, so like this one jersey that my friend got for like $15 was like sold to me for like $25.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think that also speaks to how we don't feel like we belong exactly. in like our home country either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like because they treat you like you're American.
Yeah. Whenever we go to Mexico, my parents are from like right across the border. So people on the Mexico side see you cross the border sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so we don't go to the businesses right there, because if they even know that you came from America, like, you're not going to be in America coming over to Mexico unless you're from there or mm-hmm. you're documented. So it's like mm-hmm. they immediately like have a like a bias, and like they change prices and stuff. Like, that's the thing that happens. Mm. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about the other side of it.
Right.
Like, we don't just struggle here. It's like when uh-huh. we go over there, it's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. There was this one store I walked into in Korea in like, it was so weird. I was checking out, and I was, like, obviously with one of my, like, Korean friends. Like, she's from Korea. She looks Korean. And, like, the cashier, whenever he was, like, checking me out, he, like, spoke to me in English. And I was like, wait, like, and like, it wasn't like I had even said anything, like, in Korean or English. Like, so I was, so that made me think, I was like, is it the way I look or, like, carry myself that makes me different? So, like, after that encounter, like, everywhere I went, I would just, like, not really speak, or, like, I wouldn't order for myself. I'd always, like, let my friend order or something. So, like, yeah, that was just a weird experience. And oh, you're right. Gosh. Like, it's both sides of it. Like, not just in America, but it's in, like, Korea or Mexico or Philippines, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, they definitely knew I was from America just because of the way I dressed. Because, like... Uh-huh. It'd be super muddy where I'm walking, but I didn't bring any other shoes, so I had like Jordans on in the mud, and they'd be like, oh,
this RIP to those Jordans.
Poor choice.
Yeah, I retired those like senior year, but I lost my train of thought. My bad.
I've been doing that a lot lately. I wonder
yeah,
why.
What's going on over there? next topic.
So we're gonna play our next song, and also I just want to mention, like, anything that we talk about, if you guys have any comments, questions, or want to like talk about anything,
oh yeah,
you know, like,
hey, call us,
right? Oh,
or if you have any right, oh my gosh, if you have any, like, you know, suggestions for a topic you want to mm-hmm. listen to or anything. I know that it's Helen, Monica, and Kais that are here, but like, we obviously can't represent everyone on campus, mm-hmm. but we would love to hear like anything you want us to talk about, any music suggestions.
Oh yeah, always welcome.
What's our Instagram handle? You can DM us and follow us,
and we will be explaining that profile picture in Monica's
oh my goodness. Episode. All right, hold on, you guys, let me find our
Instagram. I have it pulled up, actually.
What's the Instagram?
It's hdx.american, A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N.
Why do you have to spell out American?
I-S-H.
Yeah, some people might just not know. hdx.american-ish. That mm-hmm. is our Instagram. So let us know if you want to hear anything specific or anything like that. But what's our next song, Helen?
Okay, so our next song is called Burnout. But there's a very valid reason I chose these songs. So because I'm like lead host, I chose like all the songs and topics and stuff, but there's a reason why I choose all these songs. Like, Not Like You was because we're gonna talk about the like hyphenated American experience, and then this next song, Burnout, y'all will find out really soon. 이제 재미없어 모든 party 이대로가 나는 좋은데 너는 움직이기 싫은데 yeah, 얼어붙어 버린 서운 다리 미치도록 생각나는 너의 그 추억들이 나를 조립해 왜 너를 놓을 수가 없는데 I don't know what I got to say yeah. 그때 나인 22 빠진 골반까지 내리고 안경잡이에 축 처진 눈 열정 없던 내가 마이크를 잡은 이유 바로 you yeah. 거기 있었니 baby 난 괜찮지 maybe 너를 생각하는 내 손 힘들다고 하던 너를 떠올렸어 oops 여전히 힘들다고 생각하니 baby 난 내 멋대로 살고 있지만서 매일이 가끔 네 소식을 친구 통해 듣고 내 여전히 안 하네 내긴 제길 yeah 난 노란 햇살 속에 타버렸어 oh no 이제 재미없어 모든 party 다시 돌아가는 나의 자리 이대로가 나는 좋은데 떠는
싫은데 yeah 얼어붙어 버린 손과 다리 미치도록 생각나는 너의 그 추억들이 나를 조립해 왜 너를 놓을 수가 없는데 yeah 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 다시 돌아가서 너와 서핑해 센 걸로만 everyday 깊게 들이마셔 너는 너무 예뻐 이제 내 옆에 기대 벗어놓고 여기에 걱정거리들은 됐어 좀 하루 종일 쉬고 다 깔아놓은 술로 잔해들이 부어 말리부 아주 slowly 아주 멀리 가고 lonely 하고 멀리 yeah, 세상은 돌아가고 있어 나도 걸어가고 있어 너에게로 가고 싶어 난 힘들다고 하고 있어 힘든 얘기를 하고 있어 너랑 얘기를 하고 싶어 난 너란 햇살 속에 타버렸어 oh, no. 이제 재미없어 모든 party 다시 돌아가는 나의 자리 이대로가 나는 좋은데 너는 움직이기 싫은데 yeah 얼어붙어 버린 손과 다리 미치도록 생각나는 너의 추억들이 나를 조립해 왜 너를 놓을 수가 없는데
Welcome back. You're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. The song that we just played was called Burnout. And the reason is because, drumroll please, mentally, I guess. Or I guess on the mic, maybe. That probably hurts their ears. But
my bad, y'all.
We're going to be talking about the immigrant daughter experience.
So I can't talk.
I mean, I guess you
it's
could
It's a
contribute.
Very real experience among mm-hmm. different ethnicities.
Yeah, I definitely listen get up. That.
Listen loud and clear. I know all you immigrant daughters out there, y'all will relate. Me, my friend, or our friend Victoria and Monica, we always talk about it. We're like, just fulfilled my immigrant daughter duties, which means like, you know, tending to our mothers or like doing the dishes or just doing everything.
Picking up our sisters from school, even though it's the middle of a Tuesday and you have stuff to do.
But yeah, Monica, wait, you want to tell them like last week?
Yeah, my mom had somewhere to go, and I was eating lunch in the caf, and my mom texted me, and she was like, hey, could you pick up your sister from school? I'm from Bryant, Arkansas, which is like an hour away, and it was like 1 p.m. when she said this, so she, basically, I if I accepted, which obviously I did,
as an immigrant daughter,
I would have to leave like 30 minutes after she texted me to go get my sisters and take them home, which is fine, but keep in mind that my little brother, he is in college and he goes to UALR, which is about 20 minutes from mm-hmm, Bryant.
So much closer.
And last time I checked, she didn't ask him at all if he could pick up my sisters. So there you have it. He's a freshman, I'm a senior. Who do you think is busier?
No, but guys, this is a and this is not definitely not us like hating on our moms or anything. It's just like we love them to death. But it's just, it's a shared experience that we all have that immigrant sons, I apologize, guys. You just can't have. It's just
it's not
the
not
same.
It's not the
same. Yeah. No, it's definitely the same. What you talking? Like, I'm the only.
We're about to fight up in here.
No, because my little sister is 6 years old, so she's not going to be doing any immigrant daughter things. So I got to do it. I got to pick them up. I got to wash the dishes. I got to change diapers. So, like.
Guys, it's literally a dad.
Yeah. And, like, no, I still got to do the immigrant son things. Like, I'm the one who has to fix the cars. I'm the one who has to, like, change everything that's like messed up electrically. I'm the Wi-Fi kid. Like, I have to do everything. And my little brother is 17 and in the house, but like they still wait for me to do everything once I come back for the weekend. So like, yeah.
So would you like to become an immigrant daughter?
No, I'm just heated because you're like, nah, they never know what we're talking about. I'm like, okay.
Well, how about a rephrase? Typical immigrant sons don't know.
Like, think about it, okay? Like, we're speaking from this point of view. Helen has an older brother,
mm-hmm.
and yet she as the daughter does it all,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm the oldest daughter. I have a brother who's relatively near my age, and I do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to supporting my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend Victoria, she has a brother who is also pretty close in age to mine, And she also holds a lot of that responsibility. So if you think about family dynamics where there are daughters and sons around the same age, that's where we're talking about that this dynamic comes from.
Because it's like comparable. Like,
right. What you're describing is being the older sibling, which comes with a lot of responsibility. Yeah,
that's something y'all should maybe talk about too. But
yeah.
I mean, just like, it's like, so like talking about like my personal experience, it's like my brother, he is 2 years older than me. But my parents always tell me, you know, and like, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but for our culture as well, or at least, it's like when my parents retire, like I'm going to support them. Like they're not going to support themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes. And so like, I'm the one supporting them. Really, like, it should be me and my brother supporting them. But my dad always tells me, like, whenever a son like gets married, he is like, he's like obedient to his wife. Like, you know, he's like leaving our family. But for you, like, you're going to take care of us, buy us the car, buy us the house. And like, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't mind. I love them very much, but it's just,
that's interesting, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and he always calls me his insurance. And I'm like, what a great term for that. I mean, this describes it perfectly, I guess, but yes, my name is Helen Insurance Jung.
That's really interesting. Like, because you're seeing the traditional marriage dynamic play out over, like, generations.
Yeah.
So it's come to the point where, like, your brother will be the one maintaining the other family.
Mm-hmm.
And you and whoever you marry will be maintaining yours.
Right, right.
So.
And so my mom always talks about how it's uncomfortable for a mother-in-law to go stay at her daughter-in-law's house. But it's easier, like, at her son's house, but it's easier to come to her daughter's house and be with her son-in-law, you know? Because really, I mean, let's face it, like, I feel like in any family, like, the wife or, like, you know, the mother really is just, she's a general, you know?
That's true.
But,
in immigrant households, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And also, going back to what Kais was talking about, I think one thing that we do all really too as, like, just families, either immigrants or part of an immigrant family, is the fact that we had to grow up very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
As the oldest translating
government
child.
Papers that I don't understand.
Yes, because we had to translate documents or, like, teach them how to order their food.
Yeah.
Or, like, order for them, call a company or stuff like that. That's kind of hard. And, like, there's a lot of memes about it online.
Yeah, like TikToks.
Like, the parent is, like, what is this saying? Talking about their tax returns or something. And the 11-year-old is like, I don't know what this word means. And they're like, what do you mean you don't know what this word means? Don't you speak English?
Right.
No, it's especially bad because, like, in fifth grade, we did, like, the star reading thing, which, like, it told you, like, what your reading level was.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, apparently I read, like, an 11th grade reading
like,
level.
We're getting
like,
those bookworms, y'all. Oh the book
and
charms.
And then my dad was like, oh, so you're reading at a 12th grade level? So you could do this for me. And, like, he hands me, like, a tax return or something. I'm like, I don't even know what tax means.
Exactly.
So, like,
even to this day, guys, my parents, they send me, like, pictures of, like, the letters. Like, I'm in Conway. They still send me pictures. Their son lives with them in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
No, because, like, sometimes.
And, like, they get me to call the places and companies or whatever.
Sometimes, like, whenever my dad has to, like, make an official call, he puts me, like, in a conference call. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Just to make sure I could translate for him if, like, he misses something. And I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are talking about words that I haven't even heard of, and I'm a senior in college right now. Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah. And I think that's part of what makes it really hard to grow up and, like, become your own individual is because, like, a lot of people grow up and they, like, there's, like, a natural separation of the family to where, like, you're on your own. And
right, once you're 18, you're out of the house.
When you communicate with your family, it's, like, just to go visit them or, like, say hi and then leave. But for us, for, like, a lot of immigrant, like, children of immigrants or immigrants, it's a lot more complicated than that because you can't just separate yourself because you know that they need you.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And you don't want to leave them, like, you know, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, that guilt comes from too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're very, like, connected families,
mm-hmm.
For one reason or another, which I think is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And also,
I was just gonna say something stupid. Never mind.
Oh, are you sure?
No. My mom was like, well, since I got 5 kids, that means, like, if once all of y'all are grown up and y'all have your own money, y'all could buy me a Lambo.
Oh,
and
I mean, yeah, she has so multiple funny. Insurances now.
Yeah. She's like, she doesn't put everything on me, but, like, She's like, okay, so Kais is going to be a doctor. This, like, Hans is going to be this. And then everybody else is going to be that. And, like, if y'all pool everything together, y'all could buy me a Lamborghini. And I'm like, technically, yes. But, like, I'm going to be, like, 50 by the time Chase is, like, 22. So, yeah.
No, yeah. And, like, going back to what Monica said about, like, feeling guilty for leaving. Like, if you dare call your apartment in Conway your home... it's over for you. You're never going back to Conway.
Nope, that's temporary.
So I'm always like the apartment, never my apartment. But yeah, and so there's this recent TikTok trend. I know we have to end soon. Oops. But there's this recent TikTok trend that I've seen. It's like I've seen it mostly with Latina girls on TikTok, but I sometimes see it with like Asian girls. But it's like, when you really want to leave your house and like move away from home and like be your own independent person and fulfill your dreams. And then you're stuck with the guilt of leaving your immigrant family, which is so true.
The guilt is there. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's to go study in another state or like study abroad, even if it's for like a month or 6 months, there's always that little nudge. That's like, maybe I shouldn't do it because that means leaving my family. And I think that's just something I haven't figured it out because we're still in the middle of it. So I don't know if it's something we just have to like move past or live with, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, because like I have no idea what happens when you like have a family, you know? Is that like separation and anxiety still there? Or then
I also feel like another factor is like, and I thought about this the other day, like my parents, when they immigrated to America, they had to leave their families. Yeah. So do you think that's also a factor of them wanting to hold on to us like so bad?
My mom says that. She's like, I left like my mom. I didn't see my mom for 15 years. Like I live 15 hours driving from all of my family. Like, I would never want that to happen to us because like I can tell you how painful that is. Ooh, and that's where the guilt comes from. It's
I thought about that the other day.
Yeah, my mom was talking about that. Like she had to leave me and my brother behind for a year. And she was like, that was probably the worst year of my life. And I was like,
oh,
my bad.
Yeah. But like,
yeah. And it's especially bad because, like, I don't really call home because, honestly, I just forget to. But, like, yeah. I mean, they don't call
honestly,
me.
Honestly, that's
so
another
like,
immigrant son thing, though, because if I don't call my mom every single day, the war is about to start.
My mom for, like, weeks, and she's like, Have you by any chance talked to your brother? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we talked. Like, she's like, well, tell him this. And then I'll be like the little messenger in between.
Right, right.
And it's like, I mean, I know y'all both have cell phones.
Yeah, like my mom would be like, yeah, can you text me when you get back? Because I want to make sure that you got there safely. And I would get back and almost immediately fall asleep. And she wouldn't like text me, be like, did you make it back in time? And like, so it's like a two-way street, but like I know it should be my responsibility. So
yeah, I know what you mean. I guess she's kind of like used to it.
Especially since like she has four other kids to take care of and like I'm the adult basically, so like she doesn't need to take care of me.
When my brother used to go to Hendrix, she would call me and ask me like, have I heard anything from my brother or like anything like that. And recently my dad did the same thing. My brother literally goes to UAMS and lives at home, but he was like, hey, have you heard from your brother all day? And I'm like, you guys live in the same house? Question mark.
No, but like my mom my mom does that about my brother, and he's still in high school and living with them.
Right.
But like he talks to them more than I mean, he talks to me more than he does to them, and he's always in his room. So like sometimes they'd be like, Kais, can you tell your brother to start studying for the ACT? And I'm like, he's literally upstairs.
Yeah, it's like we're the secret charm for our siblings to get their stuff together and like to start doing what they need to do.
I think that's an older sibling experience because I don't really relate.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, also it is 8:54. I'm so sad that we have to close up. Like that was so fun. I'm excited for every single other week that's coming.
Yeah, me too.
Bye. And oh, we're not done.
I would love to play a song to end, but before we end, you're listening to KHGX FM Conway, Arkansas, American.
Ish.
Yeah. It's like the intuition test on TikTok. But here's our last song.
What is it?
It's called Just Like This.
Ooh.
My favorite song lately, guys. It's just really calming. If you're stressed about any exams, I know we all like our first exams coming up and stuff. But just relax with the song and enjoy the rest of your night.
Bye.
Thank you.
느리게 흘렀으면 해 여름밤 너와 나 아침이라면 전부 다 없어져 버릴 것 같아서 조금이라도 더 멈추고 싶어 시간을 피해서 숨어있고 싶어 이대로 날씨가 좋아서 나가도 봤지만 찾잖아 몸 숨길 곳 결국 이리잖아 휴식도 열정 열정 부질없어 인사각도 90도 빨리 가래 무인도로 당장 난 멍을 때리고 앉아 이 고민들이 다 무슨 의미가 있을까 넌 말없이 내게 안겨 난 말해 조금만 더 시계는 보지 말고 붙잡아두고 싶은 밤인데 난 내일로 안 돌아갈래 더 할 나위 없게 이대로 너의 손을 놓지 않을래 yeah, yeah. 느리게 흘렀으면 해 여름밤 너와 나 아침이라면 전부 다 없어져버릴 것 같아서 조금이라도 더 멈추고 싶어 시간을 피해서 숨어있고 싶어 이대로
오르고 또 올라 고르고 또 골라 아무것도 몰라 우린 계속해서 올라 오르고 또 올라 고르고 또 골라 아무것도 모르지만 어딘가 it's a paradise 이대로만 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 oh yeah 머물러줘 내 옆에 그대로만 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 있어주면 돼
느리게 흘렀으면 해 여름밤 너와 나 아침이라면 전부 다 없어져버릴 것 같아서 조금이라도 더 멈추고 싶어 시간을 피해서 숨어있고 싶어 이대로